Next case.
Our next case this evening is case number 12961. Edna and James Turner seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement for a proposed addition, section 115-25 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located southeast of Wilkins Road. The 911 address is 8203 Wilkins Road in Lincoln. The zoning district is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and the tax parcel is District 330, Map 15, Parcel 35. And specifically, the applicant is requesting a 5.6-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirements for a 26-by-12 proposed addition to the existing home on the property. Additionally, staff would note that to date, the department has received zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and zero mail returns.
Good evening, sir. Mr. Sharples, where are you in?
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record, please?
James Turner, 8203 Wilkins Road, Lincoln, Delaware, 19960.
And do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you.
We're requesting this addition on the end of the house. It's going to go with the existing structure on the end of the house, the west end, 12 feet out. And one of the main reasons we're requesting this is for some health reasons. I have some health issues. We plan on putting a master bathroom off of the bedroom to facilitate it's easier to get to the bathroom when we need to, and more accessible. It will be a bathroom with a closet, and there'll be a little bit of extra room because of the house is 26 feet, 2.5 inches wide. So there'll be a little extra room for a closet there and all with the bathroom.
Questions?
Mr. Turner, have you had any conversations with the, I believe it's the McBeans next door?
I have not. My wife has. Some time ago, we actually were in interest in buying some land from them, but they didn't seem to be interested in that. So,
okay. Are you aware if they have any opposition to this?
I'm not aware of it, no. Okay. We have a good relationship with the Wilkins. Cade owns 17 acres on one side of us, and the other family, the fathers and the McBeans, the sisters and all own the other piece of property on the other side.
See where your septic system is. You have a well system also out in front off of Wilkins Road. Okay, thank you.
Sir, tell me about the layout of your house and why the addition needs to be located where you're proposing.
On the left-hand side, or facing from the road on the left-hand side, the driveway comes down that side, and it comes around the back, and it's all asphalt. On the end of the house there, from where the driveway is where we go in the house, there is a bathroom there, which would not make it any easier to get to. You know, that's one reason why we're requesting the addition, is that it would join the bedroom now, so it would make it easier to access that.
So you would have a bathroom that's directly accessible from your bedroom?
Yes, we would have, yes.
Okay, and are you wanting a new bathroom also because you want accessible features? Like, are you looking for a handicap accessible bathroom, or what are you looking for?
I have diabetes and diverticulitis and some foot, leg, and knee issues. So we're looking to to be easier for us to access it. I mean, you know, it'd be
proximity. You need it closer.
Yes. Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes.
Okay. So that location is going to get you a bathroom and a closet close to your bedroom where you're currently at.
Okay.
Correct? Am I explaining that correctly?
So, I'm sorry, what was that again?
I said that putting your bathroom, your new bathroom and closet there are going to get it close to your bedroom where you're at. So you don't have to go so far.
It will, yes, it will.
All right, thank you.
Yep.
Yes.
Mr. Sharp?
Is this house placed there by a prior owner?
Yes, it was. My wife can give you more history on that. We haven't been married 2 years yet, so it was there. I sold my place in Seaford as my wife passed away, and we got married, and I moved to Lincoln. So the house was there prior, and I think it was prior there before she bought it. She and her husband had bought it.
I'm guessing from your testimony, the reason you can't put the addition on the other side of the house is because your bedroom is on the side of the house where this is going, so it's impractical to have it on the other side.
Yes, sir. That's correct. Yes, sir.
Is there a reason, though, why you couldn't put it towards the rear of the house? I know you have HVAC there, but it appears there's some room to the rear. Is that something you looked at doing?
There's a deck back there. Pictures don't show it now, but there is a deck back there.
Did you look at a smaller addition? Would that have fit your needs?
Width-wise, I think we still need the width. Maybe the 26 and a half feet, we could drop that back a little bit, but that wouldn't have any effect on the variance. I mean, that would...
Yeah, the variance is the width issue. So you're talking 12 feet, and you need a variance of 5.6 feet. So I'm guessing if you were to shrink that down to fit in compliance, it's not going to fit your needs. Is that right?
Right. That's correct, sir. Yes.
Is there a size between that and 12 feet that would, is 12 feet the smallest width the narrowest width that you could go?
The way we have it planned out for the shower and the vanity and all that, the 12 feet fits.
Is that because you're trying to make it accessible, handicap accessible, and having better access to that area?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. All right. Thank you. I have no further questions.
Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
It does, sir. Yes.
Okay. You may have a seat.
Thank you.
Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I'll close the public hearing for case 12961 for Mrs. Edna and James Turner and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve case number 12961 for Edna and James Turner for the requested variances pending final written decision based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. Property has unique physical conditions due to the location and the layout of the home. Due to such physical conditions, there's no possibility the property can be developed in strict conformity. The variance is necessary to enable reasonable use of the property. The practical difficulty was not created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood, and it represents the minimum necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Dr. Carson?
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson?
Aye.
Mr. Warfel?
Aye, for my reasons.
And I too. So they vote of 4-0. Your case is approved, and welcome to Lincoln City.